Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's get right into it. The market put in a much better showing today. The S&P 500 came within a whisker of a new all-time high. On the surface, that sounds incredibly bullish.
It does, and in many ways it was. The key difference from yesterday was participation. Advancers led decliners by more than 4-1 on the New York Stock Exchange. That's the kind of broad strength you want to see. It wasn't just a few mega caps holding everything up.
So what was the catalyst for this sudden burst of optimism?
A couple of things. First, you had a fantastic report from Micron. Not just the numbers, but the outlook really got people excited about the tech space. Then you had a report that the White House is already thinking about who will replace Fed Chair Powell in 2026. The market sniffed out the possibility of easier policy, and yields immediately fell. The two-year note yield dropped 6 basis points.
And that drop in rates helps explain the small cap surge. The Russell 2000 finished up a whopping 1.7%. It seems like the cyclicals finally had their day in the sun.
They did. Energy, consumer discretionary, industrials, materials, they all outperformed. But let's be clear, the mega caps still did their part. Names like Marvell, Broadcom, and of course Nvidia, all contributed to the semiconductor index climbing nearly 1%.
Got it. Let's dig into the economic data. It felt a little all over the place. What was signal and what was noise?
The signal was durable goods orders. The headline number was a monster, up over 16%. But that was all aircraft. The real story, the proxy for business spending, rebounded a strong 1.7%. That's a very positive sign for the economy.
Okay, but what about jobless claims? That seemed to tell two different stories.
Exactly. Initial claims, people newly filing for unemployment, fell. That's great. It means companies aren't doing mass layoffs. But continuing claims, people who are still unemployed, ticked up to their highest level since late 2021. It tells us that while you might not be getting fired, it's getting harder to find a new job if you do. It's a definite sign of softening.
And the GDP report?
A total non-event. It was the third look at first quarter growth, and it got revised down. But we're days away from the end of the second quarter. The market is looking forward, not in the rearview mirror. It was dated news.
Let's pivot to a specific stock that lit up the screen today. MillerKnoll, ticker MLKN, was up over 12%. What happened there?
This was a great comeback story. This is the office furniture supplier, and after a weak third quarter, expectations were pretty low. They came out and crushed it. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and most importantly, they gave strong guidance. Management specifically cited momentum around office reentry. The stock had been stuck in a range for a month and just exploded out of it. A very powerful move.
So we have this backdrop, a strong surface but some cracks underneath with continuing claims and mixed breadth signals from other analyses. How do we trade this? Let's get tactical with the continuation setups.
Right, these are the stocks already in motion. The analysis is flagging Spotify, DoorDash, and M&T Bank. Let's focus on DoorDash, ticker DASH. It closed near its high on increased volume. That's a sign of continued upward momentum. The setup here is to look for a continuation toward that $244 resistance level, with a potential target of $249.
Okay, that's riding the momentum. What about the anticipation setups? The stocks that are coiling for a potential breakout?
This is where it gets interesting because it's all about the big tech leaders. We're talking Nvidia, Microsoft, and Broadcom. These are the names that have been consolidating, building a cause for the next move. Take Nvidia. The analysis highlights key support around $156. The idea is to anticipate a bounce from that support level with an initial price target of $162. You're trying to get in before the next major leg up.
But hold on. Some of the sentiment readings are calling the market overbought and flagging bearish breadth, with more sellers than buyers overall. Yet the individual stock ideas are bullish on the biggest names. How do you square that circle?
That is the absolute key to this market. It's a market of stocks, not a stock market. The bearish breadth is a warning sign. It tells you that you can't just throw a dart and buy anything. It forces you to be a sniper. You have to focus your capital on the proven leaders, the companies with fortress balance sheets and clear catalysts. You use the broad market weakness as a filter to find the true relative strength, which right now is in names like Nvidia and Microsoft.
So, looking to tomorrow and Friday's big PCE inflation report, what's the final takeaway for traders?
The PCE number is the main event. Consensus is for a very low 0.1% increase. If it comes in hot, this market could pull back hard. If it's in line or cooler, we could finally get that new all-time high on the S&P 500. The takeaway is to be nimble. Acknowledge the underlying fragility by using tight stops, but don't be afraid to play offense in the leaders. Know your levels on NVDA, MSFT, and Dash, and be ready to act on what the price and volume tell you. Be a sniper, not a shotgun. That's the game plan.
Excellent insight. That's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time.